Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering season 3 of The Good Place, episode 3, The Snowplow, and season 3, episode 4, Jeremy Baramy.
Jeremy Baramy. I love that as a name. It's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get started. We have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing. There will be spoilers.
We're pretty early on in season 3, so I would expect there to be.
Yeah, there are going to be spoilers for season 3 for sure.
Well, I mean, sure, but to be fair, I don't remember all of what happened in season
3.
No,
I don't either. Obviously.
Mentioned, like, season 3 and 4, like, I remember how it ends very clearly. I don't.
Do you? I'm not sure I do.
Pretty dang clearly.
Okay, good.
But, like, up until that final episode and starting about, like, now episode 4 or 5 of this season, I don't know how we get there. Stop.
Well, we are having things to drink. Actually, what we're having more of our great wine tasting from our listener. This is another French champagne. It is the Veuve Clicquot, which I didn't know was pronounced Veuve until I watched this video on it by the people that are actually involved in making it. And so it's Veuve, like love, Clicquot, and Veuve, the word, means widow. Who knew? It is cool. And it's really good. So yay.
All right, so episode 3, The Snowplow. Michael and Janet get back to Earth and are freaking out about...
She calls them on the key. The judge calls them on the key that they have.
Yes. The judge calls and Michael and Janet aren't coming back until he saves their souls.
The four people.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are going to lay low and monitor the group using video surveillance. And Chidi tells them that Trevor is not going in the study anymore. He got an email, really disparaging email, from Trevor about himself. And Michael, of course, is like, that was me. It's like, of course it was.
Yeah, because it's not like Trevor would ever be like that. I would note, too, that Eleanor is starting off badly because she's farting and blaming it on the sound on her chair. And she doesn't want to. Yes, Simone comes in. She brings cupcakes, and Eleanor's like, "I don't want a cupcake. I don't like group activities. I don't like birthday stuff. I'm kind of with her on a lot of those things." But there you go. I don't do group like birthday things much.
What do you mean?
Like at work?
Okay, you don't have to.
Right, but you know, there's always that pressure to do those things, and apparently that is bad of me not to want to do those things.
It's not bad of you, it's just a choice.
Anyway. They take a picture, and I love Simone. She's like, say ventromedial prefrontal cortex, and instead of being able to say that, Jason's just like, Jaguar duel!
Yeah. So, 3 months later, Eleanor needs a job, because I don't know why she didn't have a part-time job, at least.
Maybe she had savings.
A lot, I guess.
Yeah.
No, her dad wouldn't have left her with much. Anyway, Janet chooses a winning lottery ticket to give to Eleanor, which is $18,000, which will get her through for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They continue lessons. 3 months later, Tahani is willing to watch a Jaguars game with Jason and tells Eleanor that she's really horny and just needs someone to have sex with. Michael's concerned that will get would break up the group.
And he's like, we need to just break out the snowplow. We need to clear the way so that doesn't happen.
They need to set Tahani up with someone. And Larry Hemsworth, who has no self-worth, meets up with Tahani and they hook up. It's her ex-boyfriend, Larry Hemsworth, who doesn't exist.
Larry Hemsworth does not exist as a human. But it's funny because he's like, oh, I've got my famous brothers, even though I'm a doctor and I'm a successful guy. That's something he has in common with Tahani. It's like, the famous siblings that always get the glory.
6 months later, their lives have improved. Tahani and Larry are engaged and moving back to London to plan the wedding. She's throwing a party and everyone goes. Larry starts feeling insecure after talking to the study group. And Michael and Janet need to make Larry feel like he needs to stay in Australia. And they fail absolutely miserably.
They do, yeah. They're at this party as wait staff, and they just can't seem to like engage in the right way. And Larry assumes they're media and whatever. So
Chidi
because Tahani is leaving, Tini and Simone are kind of like, it's kind of a natural ending place for this experiment that we're doing. So they're kind of like, yeah, we'll just,
We need
crunch
time
the
to
data.
analyze the data. The next step would be to replicate it with a different group. So you guys aren't really needed anymore. So
And Eleanor's really upset.
Michael talks to Eleanor about how everyone must think that the group means a lot to everyone, because she knows how much it means to her, and so it must mean a lot to everybody. And so Tahani has Eleanor make a little bit of a speech about, and she's like, "I'm not ready to stop." And she pitches that they keep going, but she's like, "Ah, no, that's really sweet. I'm glad, but no."
And she gets
And
really defensive and
she gets
angry.
so defensive. And she's like, "All right, well, fuck me, I guess. Yeah, no, totally. That's fine. And I'm going." There's a cake that was brought out with all of their faces on it because to honor the study group. And she just like grabs her face, and she's just like, "Oh no, I've already taken the face. Oh no." And she leaves, or at least she goes outside because Simone finds her behind a plant, and Eleanor's like, "Why did I lash out like that? You're smart. You're a brain doctor, whatever. You know, why did I lash out?"
And Simone's kind of like, well, you're childish.
Yeah, but she also says the group is probably the first real one she's joined, and she felt like she belonged in, so you latched on to it.
Yes, and that first sociological concept of me construct, me versus us, that idea of it's not just about me, it's about us. And then you have the us versus them, all of those social problems that all kinds of groups and people struggle with. And so she never got past the me versus us concept is basically Simone's take on it. So
Yeah, she goes to the group and apologizes.
yeah.
Tahani pitches a reunion in a year in Jacksonville. Janet tells Michael to let things just unfold the way they are, but Michael wants to reset the timeline on Earth, and they're about to open the door when the four humans walk in, and they're like, "What the fuck are you
Yeah,
talking
we've
about?"
got a portal open. Whoops, what the hell is that? And that's the end of the episode. So, what were your best parts of this episode?
Michael, Janet, Larry.
No.
Larry, during one of the montages, he's reading like, "Oh, how to be me" or something.
Yes, like,
It's
you're not that bad or
you're
something
yeah,
like that.
something like that. It's really
Yeah,
cute.
it's cute.
And Simone, I love Simone.
Yeah, I had Eleanor, Michael, and Janet. I think Simone belongs there. I kind of have Larry as a worst part just because he's a little too self-effacing for me. But yeah, well, and I also have Tahani, of course, is the worst part because Tahani.
I have Eleanor lashing out as the worst part.
That's also
I get
happened.
it, but girl.
Grow the fuck up, right? Yeah, I agree. I agree. What grade did you give this episode?
B minus.
I gave it a B, probably as a B minus, because
There's
it's
not much to this episode.
no, there really
When
isn't.
I looked at like how many notes I had for this episode, there were barely any. So I'm just
Yeah.
like, I don't know.
I don't have a whole lot to say about this. So there you
Season
go.
3, episode 4, Jeremy Baramee.
I remember this vaguely because I remember thinking, what a weird fucking name.
I did not remember what it stood for.
I did just because I was like, that didn't make sense to me at the time, and it still does not. So
It's
yeah,
stupid. I
let's
don't think
talk
it's
about
ever
it.
going to.
Let's talk about it. So the four of our main characters are asking, like, what is this space door? What is going on here? And Michael's trying to cover for it, so he makes up a stupid lie about being secret agents.
He calls himself Rick Justice.
Seriously?
It's giving Zach pizzazz, which
Exactly.
only works on Jason, too.
Of course, this works on
They're paranormal investigators with the FBI.
FBI. Yeah.
That's so
And Eleanor's like, look, I've worked for companies investigated by the FBI. These people are not feds. This
It's
is just
so
not a
funny.
thing.
It's
This
so
is not
funny.
a thing. And she calls them out on it. And Janice is finally like, look, it's over. And Michael has to tell them the truth. So he tells them the whole history of how they know each other. And they start talking about time and like how is that possible when we don't remember anything and no time has passed?
He also mentions that they can't earn points anymore because their motivations will be corrupt because they know about the afterlife.
Right.
Then
So
they start talking about time.
they're talking about time, and she's kind of like, I how is this possible? Because it's not chronological. It's what you're saying doesn't make sense. And as Michael explains it, time in universal construct isn't like this form is like the cursive of Jeremy Baramee. And they break Chidi completely. It was like, what is the eye? I don't understand what the point of the eye is, the like little dot over the eye. I don't get it. And Michael's kind of like, well, sometimes nothing happens, and it's nowhere, and it's by itself. Sometimes that's a month. That sometimes it's July. And
Sometimes it's
he's
a
like, I
Tuesday.
don't get it.
Dad
And
at
Eleanor's
one
just
point
like,
points at it like, that's my birthday.
yeah. So Eleanor just says, oh, well, I'll see you in hell. I've said that a lot, and now it's finally true.
Well, I think that her idea, which I think at this point is, it's not a good idea, but it's a valid idea of like, well, now none of my actions fucking matter, so who
I'm going
cares?
to hell anyway,
I
so.
might as well just live my life the way I want to live it and fuck the consequences. So,
Exactly.
I mean, I honestly,
I get
fair.
it.
I
You
totally
get
get that. And so she goes to a bar and is a bit rude.
it. Yeah, she's
But
very rude to
the
the bartender.
bartender, never be rude to bartenders.
Just,
Like, don't do that.
unnecessary.
Tahani
Unnecessary.
tells Jason to act as her bodyguard, and Tahani wants to give $2 million anonymously to the Sydney Opera House. She wants to be virtuous for virtue's sake, but it's like, no, Tahani, that's you're still trying to get points to go into the good place. You know that. And again, that's the problem. I mean, it's fine if you want to do that. You're doing fine work. It's just you're still doing it for selfish reasons.
Yeah,
And that's
exactly.
the whole point. The fact that you know that there's a point system in the first place makes your
It
everything you do
corrupts it.
corrupt.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's just how it works. It's like with Eleanor in the back in the bad place trying to like earn points. She couldn't do anything until she actually did something self-sacrificing.
Yeah. So Jason's kind of like, well, yeah, there are other ways that you, other things you could do with your money that might be really cool.
Chidi is just wandering around and is having an existential
He's
crisis.
such a meltdown.
He gets the
So
sprinklers turned on him and he
he takes
takes
his
off his shirt
shirt.
and he's fucking ripped.
Oh, well, you knew that from
Well, yes.
the
Well, Eleanor
first season.
always is like, oh, well, he's low key ripped. It's like, no, he is just ripped.
He's ripped.
He looks good.
He does.
And you know, I already love Chidi, so
You
that was just the
do.
icing on the cake. Anyway,
But he also, like, right before the whole thing with the sprinklers, is talking to some stoner who's
who's
trying,
trying to find
sell
drugs.
him drugs or whatever, and he's like, God is dead.
And
And he's
he's
just
like,
like,
this got
this.
weird. I was trying to sell you drugs.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Michael and Janet decide they're going to write a manifesto about everything that they have learned.
And how the afterlife can be improved.
And how, the whole system can be improved. He's like, somebody needs to, like, really do an overhaul. So Janet takes over typing it because Michael types like me. It's like hunt peck, hunt peck.
Yeah, I
Eleanor,
do the two-finger method.
and actually I'm a little bit better than Michael, but whatever.
I'm pretty fast, actually.
Good for you. Eleanor says that society, she's drunk, she's talking to the bartender about like society's breaking down, there's too many Spider-Man movies. But she also says, things are breaking down because people are selfish, but we're selfish in the United States, and it's great because we can just do whatever we want. And she finds a wallet and it has money in it. And she's like, I can just keep this. And then she realizes that she can't. And so she tries to return the
I
wallet.
love these moments for Eleanor because it proves that these are working.
Yeah.
And I really love when, and this happens at least once a season,
Yeah.
where she's like trying to go back off the wagon and she just can't.
Yeah.
Like, she can be rude all she wants, but like when it comes to actual moral, ethical decisions, she just can't say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. So
Yeah,
she
that
finds
voice in
this
her
wallet
head.
and she's like trying to take the money. It's just like, fuck, I can't do it. And so she puts the money back in the wallet and she takes it to the address on the driver's license in the wallet that the guy apparently has moved
There's a bunch of extra stuff that's
that
at
she
that
has to
residence.
bring. And so she
Gets in the
goes
car.
back across town, back to basically next door to the bar where she was at before. And she this cast is this cab is costing a, at
Zillion
least
dollars.
so much money. And so she yeah
Yeah.
she's bringing it
Meanwhile,
to his new place.
to his new place. Meanwhile, Chidi is shirtless in the grocery store buying all the junk food. He's just taking like a whole shelf of Peeps and peanut M&Ms and chili beans and just all this stuff. And the woman comes up to me and she's like, "You can't shop shirtless." And so he buys a wine shirt. And he's like, "Okay, you can just keep my credit card. Yeah, here are my car
He buys
keys."
like $800 worth of food.
Yeah, of junk. It's just awful.
And then he's just like, here's my credit card, here are my keys. Imagine being the employee and being like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
They're so confused.
Jason is doing random acts of kindness with Tahani and her money. And then Tahani's just like, Jason talks about how, like, oh, I know with this much money, I mean, like, that would turn my life around. And so Tahani's like, And so she goes to the bank and is like, hey, I want to transfer all of my money over to Jason. And then the bank's like, no.
No, we're not doing that.
And also he's just like he is flagrantly like ignoring the one lollipop policy. And like Jason's just like, I came in the door every single time, so that makes me a new customer. And then he throws the lollipop up in the air and catches it in his mouth.
And they're like, we generally don't allow anyone from Florida to enter this bank.
It's very funny.
It's very funny.
So Eleanor gives the guy his wallet back, and he is rummaging through it, and she's like, I didn't take any of your money. He's like, no, I never said you did. And then he takes out this little drawing that his daughter made for him, and he's just like, whenever I get discouraged at work, I look at this. I'm so glad that this is back. You are a good person. Thank you so much for doing this.
And Eleanor starts crying.
Yeah, and she's like, shut up, and shut up, I'm not crying, you're crying. And then he's like, what? And she's just like, I'm sorry, it's been a weird day.
Yeah. So Chidi, meanwhile, having his weird day, is in front of his class making his crazy chili that has peeps in it.
And he's making a little song out of
It's,
it.
yeah, it's like
He's like, peeps
it's
in a
wild.
chili.
And his class is like, "Are you teaching anything our exams next week?" And he's like, "All right, nerd." And he starts talking about virtue ethics, which is Aristotelian, consequentialism, utility versus, bad results is all about the results, and deontology, which is a little bit more nuanced than either of them. And
Well,
he's like,
it's more
"Let
rigid in
me,
its rules.
yeah." And he's like, "Finally, I'm just going to advise nihilism. None of it matters. Go away."
Go,
And
nerd.
all I could think,
Well,
and
there's
I
one
cannot.
girl who's just like, oh, is this
This
going to be on
gonna
the test? That would have totally
be.
been me. It's like, do I need to get this mental breakdown on the test?
And he's like, "It could be on the test. We might not have a test. You can
You
all
can all get A's.
get
You all fail. I
A's."
don't care.
And that's, of course,
What was it
nihilism.
reminding you of?
It was reminding me of the parts of the Dude where they're talking about how
Big Lebowski.
Nazis, the Big Lebowski. Nazis at least have an ethos. Those
Oh,
elites are
Jesus Christ.
they don't believe in anything. And there we are. She doesn't believe in anything.
Eleanor was
Eleanor,
at the lecture and has a plan. Michael and Janet have finished the manifesto. Mike and Janet want to enjoy their time
on Earth.
on Earth before they get retired. Eleanor and Chidi go to them, and Jason and Tahani also show up, and they're like, "We got married," and she's like, "This is purely platonic. I just wanted to give him half of my money." And Eleanor thinks that they could try to do real good and help the people that they love get into the good place rather than focusing too much on themselves.
And they talk about being the soul squad.
Yeah,
And
and
right
everyone
then,
agrees and saves some souls. Larry shows
Larry
up
shows
and is
up.
like, Tahani, ready to go? And then Tahani's like, oh no,
Oh,
I
we're
just
getting
got married. I'm
married.
sorry.
Well, she doesn't actually
She
say
didn't
that.
say it,
So we're
but.
gonna see actually how that plays out in the next episode. So, what were your best parts of this episode?
Michael, Chidi. Well, Michael, first of all, for fucking Rick Justice, that is the funniest shit I've ever heard. I'm like, he's like, I'm Rick Justice. I'm with the FBI. And I'm just like, and he keeps
No.
trying to give Janet nicknames and then keeps calling her Janet accidentally.
Oh, but Frenchie is her nickname.
Lisa Frenchie Delmont or something. It's so stupid.
Stupid.
Eleanor for being a good person. I love seeing her progress. And again, I honestly, I'm surprised that in a show like this, I have not gotten weary of the Eleanor falling off the bandwagon thing, but like getting back on pretty quickly. I really do like seeing the fact that now that she has like most of these memories and like most of this knowledge, she's just a good person now. She's a better person now. She's still rude as fuck and like makes all these mistakes and all that stuff. However, that's just making her human. And but it, deep down, she is doing good work and she's going to do the right thing. And I like that. Jason
Jason's
with the
fun.
like fucking lollipops is funny.
He's
And
the
Eleanor's
best.
idea, like it's very unselfish of her. She's just like, yeah, no, I just want to help the people that we love get into the good place. And the best way to do that is to help them, give them the push that they need. Like you're trying to give us the push, we need to give them the push.
Right.
And it won't be helping us, but it will be helping people we love. So.
So my best part's Chidi and Eleanor, obviously. I think both of them are their own
Oh, and
arcs of their thing.
Chidi,
Chidi's hilarious. That whole thing with like buying peeps and making chili is
him being
just so
shirtless is
funny.
very funny. Him just like
Okay.
taking off a shirt and being like, I don't fucking care anymore.
Yeah. Janet, I think, is funny in this. Jason, I think, is very funny. And of course, I enjoyed Michael. What were your worst
Maybe
parts?
Tahani?
I feel like Tahani is not that bad, but
Yeah.
I felt like the peeps and the chili and the nihilism were not great.
No, that was funny. Tahani, I would say just because it's like she is learning a lesson, but I'm also I knowing her, she's still like, oh, well, there's still an opportunity for me to get in the good place, right? And it's like,
Yeah,
no.
there's still a
There's
sense
always
of
that
that.
underlying thing. Whereas like with Eleanor, it's truly just like deep down she can't do the unethical thing anymore. And so she's doing this purely because of that. And then yeah, but with Tahani, I'm just like, you're just giving away money because you have it and you think you're still going to have a chance of getting in the good place.
So what grade did you give this episode?
B plus.
I give it a B plus also. I'm not remembering a lot because again, when you started talking about how you haven't gotten tired of the Eleanor falling off the
Not
bandwagon and getting
yet.
back on, not yet. I think there it comes a point where I do feel that way. I'm not sure exactly when it is because I don't remember a lot of the details of the rest of this show.
If I'm
So.
being honest, this might be one of the last times, because if I'm remembering correctly, and this is barely a
I
spoiler,
don't remember.
and this is barely a spoiler, I don't think there's another technical reboot of these characters. And so if she makes mistakes, it's going to just be her mistakes. And so we aren't going to have to deal with from scratch Eleanor anymore, from what I remember, which I'm very appreciative of. I don't want to deal with that. But yeah, I mean, I think that we only have to deal with like one more from scratch person, but it's not Eleanor.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because I don't remember everything. And I hope, we hope, that you join us and
Cheers.
cheers.